Peace and mercy to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The text is the epistle. Well, here we are. It's been almost 7 years since we tucked Eldred into the grave to wait for what the text promises, the resurrection of the body. The day when the perishable gets clothed with the imperishable. The day when the mortal gets dressed with immortality. And now it's time to tuck Dorothy next to Eldred, in the full confidence that Jesus is the resurrection and the life for those who believe in him. That's always good news, but it's especially good news today. So here it is. On the last day, we will hear a loud trumpet blast. It will announce the crucified but risen king's revelation of himself in glory. And even in glory, his wounds will be showing, revealing once again that he is the Savior of sinners, showing how much it cost to win our salvation. And at that very moment, the dead in Christ, and that includes Dorothy, will be changed, the text says. Resurrected as fast as lightning flashes in a late summer Nebraska sky. Raised from the grave as fast as you could see that twinkle in Dorothy's eye when she would giggle at a Trudy Todd joke at Trinity Ladies' Aid, or while she played pitch at Boosters when Eldred would only bid 4, never 5. I hated to be his partner. Well, maybe that wasn't a twinkle. It was more like a rolling of her eyes again, giving off a silent message to all of us. There he goes again. We will all be changed, the text says, bodily. Now, as an expert seamstress, Dorothy will be wonderfully delighted on the last day to see with her eyes how the Lord Jesus will clothe her mortal body that perished a week ago with the imperishable and the immortal. And so will you. How will Jesus do it? How does one clothe the dead or those that sleep with imperishability and immortality? Well, let's first remember that in her baptism, Dorothy was clothed, dressed with Christ, given to wear Jesus all of her life. That's Galatians 3:27. And when you're clothed with Jesus, you're good to go. His victory over sin and death is now Dorothy's victory. Good Friday and Easter Sunday count for Dorothy and for all of you who believe in Jesus as well. So Dorothy, in her baptism, was given a resurrection dress to wear, clothed with Christ, gussied up, if you will, for this life and for the next. Like a warm winter wool dress from Talbot's, Jesus has Dorothy all wrapped up. He is the outfit that she has been given to wear, to protect her from sin's sting of death. Everything that Jesus did to win her salvation on the cross, Jesus gave to her, or he clothed her in holy baptism, namely his Good Friday forgiveness, life, and salvation. Clothed already with Jesus in her baptism, Dorothy all her life has looked stunning and marvelous in God's eyes. So when Jesus, like at Lazarus's tomb, gives the command, "Wake up, sleepyheads, it's time to get up out of bed, arise," his words, they will do what they say, and Dorothy's baptism will come to its complete fruition. At his command, Dorothy will be clothed with the imperishable, clothed with immortality. Her body will be raised that way. Jesus shares his victory over death and the grave with his sinners. Well, Jesus has been raised from the dead. You know, he's a bigger Savior than we ever imagined for this life and for the next. His resurrection vindicates his death for you. His resurrection is God's seal of approval on his Calvary dying. Namely, that you are truly forgiven for Jesus' sake. That truly his blood cleanses you from all your sin. And that God, he is not angry with you. Instead, God is most pleased with you for Jesus, who died and rose for all of you. What Jesus did, he did for you. He did for Dorothy. Counts for you. He is the first fruits of them that sleep. Now, many of us have loved ones who are asleep here in this cemetery and in others in this country and maybe across the world. They sleep safely in Jesus. And because Jesus bodily rose, they too will rise in their bodies. Now I tell you, Jesus alone can be trusted with your death. And he alone can be trusted with your resurrection. For he alone died, and he alone rose. Death will never defeat him again. Now, I know all this is an article of faith. In other words, it can only be believed because, you know, here we are. Our bodies are growing older, more diseased, and dying a little bit every day. And then the day will come for our funeral and our interment. However, on the last day, Jesus will indeed raise our bodies from the dead, the bodies that he died for and rose for, the bodies that he baptized and on which he put his name, the bodies that he feeds with his most holy body and blood in the sacrament of the altar. On the last day, he will raise our lowly bodies, change them, imperishable, immortal bodies. And then we will stand. We will stand before the world in those glorified bodies. He will reveal what we've always been, redeemed by his Good Friday dying and Easter Sunday rising, and clothed and dressed in him. And then the saying that is written will come true. Death has been swallowed up in victory. Thanks be to God. He gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus, amen.